Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
If you're a VHI health insurance customer, you'll know they've announced a second hike to their premiums just earlier today. And of course, they follow Laya Healthcare, who just earlier this week also announced a hike to their premiums. Dermot Good from TotalHealthCover.ie is with me on the line today. Dermot, why is there another insurance hike?
Yeah, good afternoon, Andrea. It's really all down to claims. What's happening right across the board is that both the volume of claims and also the cost of those claims continues to increase. And that's why we see the insurance companies, similar to last year, putting through basically two increases again in 2024. And that's going to add anything, depending on the plan you have, Andrea, anything up to maybe €500 for a family of two adults and two children on a mid-level plan.
Dermot, most people that I know, their insurance premium, with whatever company they're with, but like for a lot of them, their insurance premium went up the guts of about £20 per month already this year.
Yeah, you see, depending on your renewal date. So what happened was, just in terms of the sequence here, Irish Life Health went up in January, and then we had VHI went up in March, and the averages are anything from 5 to 7%, and then Laya went up in April, and now we have the second round of increases. Irish Life went again in July, and now we see VHI and Laya going again in October. So it's really, and in fact, the cumulative impact here, Andrea, this is what people are missing. In fact, 2 points. They're relying on the average, but in lots of cases, the actual plan impact could be double the average figure. And when you put the two increases together, so people might see VHI going up 3.5%, but when you look at the year on year, I beg your pardon, it could be anything up to 12 to 15% when you look at the two increases together. So it's a real blow to all consumers of health insurers, and it's right across all insurers.
Just before we get to the listener questions, of which there's many, Dermot, just to settle this for me. So insurance premiums are increasing because people are claiming, which is surely what the insurance policy is for in the first instance. People are just using their insurance.
It is. And I suppose now there's a few, dynamics going on here. Number one, more and more people are going to the private hospitals and not going to the public hospitals, which is a positive. It's the reason why you take out the private cover. So there's a definite shift in terms of people trending now towards the private hospitals. Number two, the actual volume of claims seems to exceed what they've budgeted for, what they've expected. It looks like a lot of the private hospitals, and this is a credit to them, they're turning around patients more quickly. There's an increased demand.
So we've been punished for efficiency, basically, Dermot.
Well, in our pockets, you could look at it that way. I mean, what I would say, and the other thing, Andrea, is that everything is going up. So when we deal with the insurance companies, drugs, robotic surgeries, technologies, all the inputs, labour costs, electricity, everything that feeds into the provision of our healthcare services is increasing, and therefore the premiums are going to follow suit. I mean, we used to tell people budget for 5% increases per year to keep in line with medical inflation. We're now pretty much saying that has to go to 10%. But if there is, there is some good news here, Andrea. There's new plans coming out all the time. I mean, VHI, even with the increase, are reducing the child rates on a number of plans by 25%. Laya still has a free cover offer there for children as well. So for people who shop around, in many cases, they can still avoid these increases.
Let's help them shop around today, Dermot, and see if we can give listeners free advice. So we might fly through some of these. My husband's 39, I'm 37. We're with Laya on the Simply Connect plan for the past 4 years. We've seen a huge increase in the premium. We now have a seven-month-old baby. What is the best policy?
Okay, I would suggest straight away they check out the Inspire Plus scheme. So their plan right now with Laya is 1,812. I'm assuming based on their ages, they're not too concerned about hip, knee and shoulder replacements.
No, they're happy to downgrade, they say.
Well, they need to look at the Inspire Plus scheme from Laya, 1,546. So it's going to save them about 250 per adult. There's €500. And that, to put the child on that plan, is about 320. So they can still end up with some savings. And actually, they can increase their cover as well, Andrea, in certain respects. So definitely Inspire Plus with Laya or even the lower cost Inspire. So Inspire or Inspire Plus, they can stay with Laya, similar cover, and they can save a lot of money.
Tim is wondering, he's on the VHI plan. It's our plan is Company Plan Plus Level 1. It's 3,440 from my wife and myself. Do you recommend that we'd have the same cover with something else that wouldn't cost as much?
Okay, that plan for me, still good cover, but it's too expensive. It's now €1,720. If he wants similar cover, there's another plan with VHI called the PMI 3613. Now, it's only going to save them about €60 per adult. But you know what, Andrea? I would suggest that they just check out a couple of other plans. There's another plan with VHI called PMI 4316. Now, it's slightly reduced cover, but it's great value. It's €1,450. So they could potentially save €270 per adult for very similar cover. Or even, if they're open to shopping around, once again, that Inspire Plus scheme with Leia at 1546, or there's a new plan with Irish Life called Health Guide 2, which is 1420. So I would definitely recommend to that person to shop around. There are some savings there for similar cover.
Listener is on VHI Plan B options being retired. VHI say that they're migrating me to the Advanced Care Extra renewal on the 22nd of August. I'm 73. My old body is breaking down like an old car, says this listener, and I need good peace of mind. Suggestions, Dermot?
Well, here's the thing. So their current plan, which is being retired, is 3,400. The plan that VHI are recommending to them is going to cost them 3,540. So there's a huge increase coming their way. So if they want to stay with VHI and keep the same cover, the plan that they're offering them is definitely one to consider. But I would suggest that they consider shopping around. And for example, there's a plan I'd like them to check out from Leia called Momentum. And Momentum is superb cover. It's very similar to what they currently have with VHI. But, Andrea, it's 2,370. So they could potentially save €1,200 for a similar cover by shopping around. And they would keep all the things they have, like full cover for hips, knees and shoulders. Yeah. So the they definitely should look at shopping around. Okay. Absolutely.
Listeners, a retired couple with Irish Life health policy. They've got 4D Health 2. It's due for renewal next month. The monthly payment is increasing by over €40 plus. Is there a cheaper comparable policy?
So they have good cover. Now, the problem with that plan, it has increased quite substantially. It's now going to cost €1,718 per member. So there's a big increase year on year. I would suggest they check out two plans with Irish Life Health. So one is called Health Guide 2, which is 1,420. But there's another plan with Irish Life, Andrea, called Health Guide 3. It's 1,670. So minimum savings, but that other plan called Health Guide 3, it'll give them much better overall cover in most respects. Now, it's not exactly like for like, and we don't have time to go into all the details here, but definitely I would suggest they check out that Health Guide free scheme at Irish Life Health. Superb cover and slightly cheaper.
This texter says that they and their husband are retired, recently got layout renewal for €3,000. The plan that we're on is Essential Health 300. I've made adjustments over the years, but have to have health cover due to a recent cancer issue. We simply can't afford the cost. Where can we get cheaper?
Okay, now this is tricky because the plan that they have, the Essential Health 300, it's €1,350 per adult. Now, Andrea, for that price, there is no other plan with those benefits at that cost. So unfortunately for that member, if they can at all, I'd be urging them to try and stay in the same level of cover because they did mention they have existing conditions. Mm. They would really need to get their cover reviewed properly to give them a definitive answer because every other plan is going to reduce their benefits and it'll be minimum savings. So I'd have a concern about just suggesting plans for them. I would suggest that they basically engage with the insurance company directly to see exactly what other plans they have that give them identical cover, that cover the claims they currently have. But that's just one of those ones where we need to be very, very careful because they have existing conditions. But I will say the plan they have at 1,350, it's the cheapest plan on the market that still has full cover for hips, knees and shoulders. So I would have to suggest to them that they get a proper review of their cover to make sure that any alternative, Andrea, fits their needs.
Okay. Listener says they have Garda Medical Aid. They're wondering, is it still the best insurance and worth the extra cost while in their 30s? Healthy, still trying to save. Is there a more basic package? Could that work?
Okay, so we get this query all the time. Mm. Garda Medical Aid offers brilliant cover, okay? But the cost has increased quite substantially over recent years. And I would suggest that they check out some of the new corporate plans from VHI, Leia and Irish Life, because now these new corporate plans, Andrea, they offer similar cover at a reduced cost and there will be no break in cover switching from Garda Medical Aid. So, for example, I would suggest to that person they check out Leia Inspire Plus, which is 1546, the Irish Life 4D Health 2, which is currently 1,420, or that VHI plan I mentioned, PMI 4316, which is 1,450. And the insurance companies will compare those plans to what they currently have with the Garda Medical Aid. But to be fair, the Garda Medical Aid benefits are also very, very good. And they try and look after their members because it's what we call a restricted membership undertaking. So, you know, I absolutely wouldn't criticise in any way the benefits that they have. But if they need to save money, absolutely. If they need to save money, check out those ones I mentioned.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Just finally, I pay €170 on company plan extra level one. What can I now expect to pay in January?
Okay. Now, well, here's the thing. That plan right now is currently 2,160. It's going to go up by about 5%. So maybe an extra 150 from their next renewal. I would suggest that that person, Andrea, they definitely shop around. Do they have good cover at the moment? They absolutely do. However, there are alternatives like that Health Guide 3 from Irish Life Health, or like plans from Leia called Optimum Premium or the Principal Scheme, where they can basically keep similar cover but basically save money. So do they have good cover? Yes, but their plan is getting quite expensive. So definitely closer to the renewal, they need to shop around.
Dermot, we'll make sure to podcast the chat today, because I'm sure for people just tuning in, if they want to listen back to some of those policies you've recommended, it'll be well worth a listen. You can get that on the News Talk of the Go Loud app. Just subscribe to Lunchtime Live. That is Dermot Good from TotalHealthCover.ie.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.